Today is Monday, July 21st, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is. I'm looking right now. National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. It's also National Be Someone Day and National Junk Food Day. Last but not least, it's National Lamington Day. Well, let's, we have a text message that is pertinent, but before we read that text message, I want to ask Alice if she can tell us what a Lamington is. So let's talk to her. Hey, Alice, can you tell me what a Lamington is and check Wikipedia to make sure you're correct?
A Lamington is an Australian dessert made from sponge or butter cake that's cut into squares, dipped in a chocolate coating, and then rolled in desiccated coconut. Sometimes they even have a layer of cream or jam in the middle. It's a classic treat and definitely delicious.
Oh, well, thank you. I thought I was muted and I started talking there. Or I cleared my throat. So the reason that is, you know, germane to the topic. So first of all, I want to say, you know, in talking to AI in the podcast, there's not going to be time to fact check everything that the AI says. If I'm just having a conversation, I would have to go back and fact check and then re-record and do all this kind of stuff. Ain't no time for that. So you guys know that AI sometimes hallucinates and sometimes is incorrect. Now, I can tell you that definition of Lamington is correct. I was looking at a Lamington. I know that is correct. But Daniel J. Brewer, because he is the king of, well, actually... He says, Alice is lying to you. Dole Whip was created specifically as an ice cream style dessert that would stand up to the Florida heat better than ice cream. It was introduced to the Magic Kingdom in 1984 and was eventually brought to Disneyland in 1986. Tell her to check Wikipedia next time. So I'm gonna look for Dole Whip because there is a product that you can buy at the store. So maybe it's different. I mean, maybe she's completely wrong. Wikipedia says Dole Whip is a soft serve dairy frozen dessert created by the Dole Food Company in 1983. Prior to 2023, when Dole Whip began to be sold at retailers, Dole Whip was served at Disney theme parks and Dole Soft Serve was sold elsewhere. The original pineapple flavor was best known, and additional fruit flavors are sold. Similar or identical desserts modeled after Dole Whip, but not manufactured by or served by Dole, are generically called Pineapple Whip. It said it was created at the Dole Technical Center in San Jose, California in 1983. In 1976, Dole took over the American Airlines as sponsor of Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, offering pineapple juice and fruit spears, and in 1983, sponsoring the Florida version of the attraction called Tropical Serenade at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom Park, serving vanilla soft ice cream topped with diced pineapples. A recent graduate of UC Davis, Kathy Westfrall, was tasked with formatting a non-dairy, dry mix version of the soft serve ice cream that would withstand Florida's heat. So there we go. So that's where Daniel gets his. So his what he's talking about, or he knew that because Daniel is the, I swear to God, Daniel is the Disney historian. I believe we've talked about this before, about Dole Whip before, but I'm not sure. So there you go. Anytime I talk to Alice, folks, if you really want to make sure that something is absolutely correct, you should fact check it. You know, that was just a silly thing that I was doing. So I don't remember exactly what she said. Let's just look back, actually, because she says, Dole Whip is a super popular frozen treat that you can find at Disney Park. It was introduced in the 1980s. and it was created by the Dole Food Company. It originally debuted at Disneyland, and it's kind of a pineapple-flavored soft serve that became a cult favorite. It's dairy-free, vegan, and must try. So maybe it didn't debut at, let's see. It says serving vanilla after the soft serve product in 19. It debuted at Magic Kingdom. After a soft serve launch, a soft launch of the product in 1983, it debuted in the Magic Kingdom. So actually, nothing that Alice said was wrong. I would like you to call back in and tell me what Alice said that was wrong, because it was introduced in the 80s. It was created by the Dole Food Company. It originally, now, I don't know, I'm struggling to see whether it was Disneyland or Magic Kingdom where it debuted, because the soft launch, because it says it was developed in San Jose, California, at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. A recent graduate of UC Davis was tasked with formatting a blah, blah. So that may be wrong. Dole Whip debuted in Florida. Okay. So that part was wrong. So it did not debut at Disneyland, Alice. It debuted at Disney World. So that was the mistake. But other than that, I think everything was correct. It was the 80s. It was the Dole Food Company. And Disney was involved. And it was originally a pineapple-flavored soft serve. So I think, yeah, that's mostly correct. I would give, you know, ChatGPT a 90. Out of 100 on that. Well, actually, you see, the way it worked. All right, well, thank you for your message, Daniel. Also, Gary in Portland messaged and says, I've never eaten an oyster. I thought the way you eat them was to put it in your mouth and let it slide down your throat. No, thank you. I mean, there are things that you might want to do that with. But an oyster, and I thought, because I like boiled okra, and boiled okra is slimy. But for some reason, the fact that oysters, I know where they come from, and they look like alien creatures that you would, you know, and they, a mixture of an alien creature and snot, it looks gross. There's no way to make it look good. I mean, they're serving it in the shell, which also looks gross. Why do I want to eat anything out of a shell that looks like that? But again, I'm telling you guys, I am trying. When we go to chef's tables, I'm eating whatever is put in front of me, unless it's like poisonous or something. But I'm eating anything that's put in front of me, so I ate the oyster. Thank you for the message, Gary. I really appreciate it. And thank you for the message, Daniel. I jest, but I always enjoy messages from everyone, including Daniel, and I don't mind a well, actually. If Alice gets something wrong, we should call her to the carpet, or put her under the, what's it called? Call her under the carpet? I know I'm getting that wrong. But when I get stuff wrong, that prompts people to write in or call in. So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe when I get stuff wrong, that means I'm going to get more contact after that. So we did have a weekend. Not much happened. I mean, it is a very busy weekend. So I'm recording this on Sunday, and it's a very busy weekend. My parents texted me. My stepfather texted me because my mom never can text me or make contact. But my stepfather texted and said, hey, do you guys want to come over and play Monopoly Go, which is a card game, on Sunday? And I had a haircut on Saturday, and that takes 12 hours at least. It's a 5.5 hour drive each way, which is 11 hours just driving. And then the haircut takes about an hour, so it's about 12 hours. Sometimes it's a little bit longer than an hour. And I got my new cool side fades that I'm doing right now. It's all the rage with the, I don't have broccoli hair, but I do have the side fades, which are kind of popular at the moment. And it just takes all day. And then I knew on Sunday that I was going to have to mow the lawn. I was going to have to work out because Sunday's one of our workout days. We have restaurant of the week that we have to do. And I had work that I needed to do, and I have to record the show. So I'm like, how am I going to fit in going over to my parents? There's no time to do it on Saturday. And you guys know I'm a people pleaser, so I had to languish for a day before I responded to them. Like, oh, what am I going to say? I don't want anyone to be disappointed. So anyway, we did not record the mix on Friday night. So Mark and I just kind of relaxed, watched TV. We ate Taco Bell and because I didn't feel like cooking. And then Saturday we got up early, got in the car. Mark always drives first, which is good because I'm sleepy in the mornings. I took a nap for the first couple of hours and we drove to my haircut. And then we stopped and got kolaches, but they didn't have the favorite. We like the Sloppy Joe kolaches, which have Sloppy Joe filling inside of them. And they didn't have that today or yesterday. So we got Philly cheesesteak and pulled pork, which were neither one of them were nearly as good. But what we do is we normally use those to snack on the way home so we don't have to take time stopping and eating in a restaurant. So I got my hair cut, nothing to really report there. I purchased a new plan, 6 more systems, another year's worth, year and a half. And then we drove home and nothing. We ate Cane's for dinner last night and then woke up this morning, mowed the lawn, recording. We have to do restaurant of the week for lunch, come home, work out, and I still have work to do before tomorrow, so... Busy, busy, busy. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.